LC2. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hello.
Hiya, George.
Hiya, Amelia. What's up?
Right, George. Both of us live as vegetarians, right? And so I'm trying not to only eat a vegetarian diet, but I'm trying to sort of choose my clothes more carefully. So I wanted to ask you, George, could you recommend any shops to buy clothes from? I find it so difficult to have nice clothes but not harm the planet.
Well, I know what you mean. There's some more shops opening locally and they sell vegetarian clothes, which of course helps us to live more environmentally friendly. But it's extremely hard to find shoe shops. The only shops I've found are online, but I have discovered a new shoe shop. They plant one tree if you purchase the trainers.
Right, that sounds really good. Could you tell me more about that shop? I love trainers and I want to wear shoes without leaving a heavy carbon footprint. So, you know, that aren't made of leather, that are not manufactured with harmful chemicals, you know.
Well, last week I was surfing the web and actually researching stuff for homework. I found a shop online called Moo Shoes.
Who comes up with such a name, really?
I know, but cool shoes. And shoes made by hand, they've only just started and offered only one style, but now...
Right, so if they're vegetarian, what kind of material are they made from?
Well, they're made from recycled microfiber material used in yachts. It looks and feels like leather, but it allows the feet to breathe unlike in other plastics. It's also produced with cork or rubber, and they even sell vegan shoes.
Right, that sounds really interesting. I'm actually looking for a pair of white sneakers. Have you got any that are also of good quality?
Well, I guess there are. I think I saw some. You should check out the website. There's a range of styles and they're growing quickly. They have their own factory and they only employ local craftspersons. The reviews are great and they say that they feel super comfy. I've also spotted them on social media and they've posted a lot of pictures. I want to order some to test them.
Do you think I can afford them? My dad only gives me a small amount of pocket money, you see, so...
Well, the sneakers cost £84, but they've just announced a sale. I know it's not cheap, but they are handcrafted, environmentally friendly, and they harm no animals in making them. I'll ask my aunt to get them for my next birthday. She'll be happy if I tell her what I want. You know, she lives vegan too, and she likes it.
That's a good idea. I'll phone my grandma, and then we can place the order together. That's so exciting. Can you please send me the link?
I will do. I knew you'd be interested. And you can text me what you think once you've looked at it. Oh, and don't forget to say hello to Gran when you next speak to her. It was great to get to know her, especially when we all baked those cookies together last Christmas.
Of course, I remember. And I will. They were lovely, those cookies, weren't they? See you at the gym tomorrow, right?
Yep, see you. Hello.
Hiya, George.
Hiya, Amelia. What's up?
Right, George. Both of us live as vegetarians, right? And so I'm trying not to only eat a vegetarian diet, but I'm trying to sort of choose my clothes more carefully. So I wanted to ask you, George, could you recommend any shops to buy clothes from? I find it so difficult to have nice clothes but not harm the planet.
Well, I know what you mean. There's some more shops opening locally and they sell vegetarian clothes, which of course helps us to live more environmentally friendly. But it's extremely hard to find shoe shops. The only shops I've found are online, but I have discovered a new shoe shop. They plant one tree if you purchase the trainers.
Right, that sounds really good. Could you tell me more about that shop? I love trainers and I want to wear shoes without leaving a heavy carbon footprint. So, you know, that aren't made of leather, that are not manufactured with harmful chemicals, you know.
Well, last week I was surfing the web and actually researching stuff for homework. I found a shop online called Moo Shoes.
Who comes up with such a name, really?
I know, but cool shoes. And shoes made by hand. They've only just started and offered only one style, but now...
Right, so if they're vegetarian, what kind of material are they made from?
Well, they're made from recycled microfiber material used in yachts. It looks and feels like leather, but it allows the feet to breathe unlike in other plastics. It's also produced with cork or rubber, and they even sell vegan shoes.
Right, that sounds really interesting. I'm actually looking for a pair of white sneakers. Have you got any that are also of good quality?
Well, I guess there are. I think I saw some. You should check out the website. There's a range of styles and they're growing quickly. They have their own factory and they only employ local craftspersons. The reviews are great and they say that they feel super comfy. I've also spotted them on social media and they've posted a lot of pictures. I want to order some to test them.
Do you think I can afford them? My dad only gives me a small amount of pocket money, you see, so...
Well, the sneakers cost £84, but they've just announced a sale. I know it's not cheap, but they are handcrafted, environmentally friendly, and they harm no animals in making them. I'll ask my aunt to get them for my next birthday. She'll be happy if I tell her what I want. You know, she lives vegan too, and she likes it.
That's a good idea. I'll phone my grandma, and then we can place the order together. That's so exciting. Can you please send me the link?
I will do. I knew you'd be interested. And you can text me what you think once you've looked at it. Oh, and don't forget to say hello to Gran when you next speak to her. It was great to get to know her, especially when we all baked those cookies together last Christmas.
Of course, I remember. And I will. They were lovely, those cookies, weren't they? See you at the gym tomorrow, right?
Yep, see you.
This is the end of the task.